That's David Carter, and as well as chairing Question Time in the debating chamber, his duties as Speaker include being the Minister responsible for the Parliamentary Service, which administers Parliament's buildings, security and services to MPs, including their communications, the subject of this complaint from Labour's Chief Whip, Chris Hipkins.
Mr Speaker, I want to raise with you a very serious matter with regard to members of Parliament being able to conduct their business, and it does relate to the order of the House. It's come to my attention in the last 24 hours that the Parliamentary Service are using an email security facility that monitors and in some cases monitors the content of and in some cases blocks emails to and from members of Parliament on the basis of government security classification. I had an email exchange last night with a journalist, a member of the press gallery, that was blocked and I was not able to send it because the document that I was attaching that I had obtained under the Official Information Act had previously had a government security classification.
Chris Hipkins said it was a very serious matter.
Because it doesn't actually matter how I came to hold the document. The fact that the Parliamentary Service are monitoring the emails coming to and from members of Parliament's email addresses is completely unacceptable. It is clearly a breach of privilege. And I ask that you investigate that matter with some urgency and ensure that that situation is immediately dealt with.
The Speaker said he would look into it and report back tomorrow.
It is a matter of whether there is some encryption on that email, perhaps because it is used between government. Until I know more detail as to the source of the Official Information Act document, which I'll obtain from the member when I catch up with him at the Business Committee later, certainly once any information is released under the Official Information Act, it clearly is then free and available for distribution.
But Chris Hipkins said there was more at stake.
It does not matter how a Member of Parliament comes to obtain the information. What a Member of Parliament does with that information is then a matter for them and for the Parliament. It is not government information, and government security classifications do not and should not apply to any information held by members of Parliament who are outside of the executive.
Chris Hipkins was backed up by his Labour caucus colleague, David Parker.
Can I agree with the Shadow Leader of the House, sir? This was actually very similar to the issue that was considered by the Privileges Committee in respect of the Andrea Vance and complaint by others, where it was very clearly found by the Privileges Committee that information belonging to members is actually the members' information. It doesn't belong to parliamentary services, it doesn't belong to the government, and it is for members to do what they think they should, pursuant to our rights of freedom of expression that are guaranteed in this House.
The Speaker repeated his promise to investigate and report back tomorrow. From that housekeeping issue to foreign policy with two non-debatable motions. The first from the National Member for Whangarei.
Dr. Shane Reti.
I move that this House condemn the recent nuclear tests conducted by North Korea in clear defiance of the United Nations Security Council and that all efforts be made to bring North Korea back to the disarmament table.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
Then across the chamber for the second motion from a Green List MP.
Madame Davidson.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. I move that this House express its concern at the detention of opposition party leaders, academics and union representatives in Fiji over the weekend, noting that their alleged offence was to have held a public meeting about Fiji's constitution without a police permit, and express support for the efforts of Fijian citizens to exercise their right to freedom of expression and assembly.
The question is that that motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes have it.
Finally, New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters took an early bath after this exchange.
Speaker, I don't wish to waste this Parliament's time by apologising for you on that matter. It was crap and it is crap.
Then the member will leave the chamber. Point of order, Honourable David Parker.
Was the Right Honourable Winston Peters ejected because he called an answer of the government crap, or did you take it to be a reference to yourself? Because I would have thought a reference to the government answer being crap
order.
Is not outside standing orders.
I don't need the assistance. I took it to be very much a criticism of myself.
I took offence at it. I asked him to withdraw. That is the end of the matter.
And that's the end of the program. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.